Hold on, Langdon interjected, finally finding his voice. If the virus makes everyone on Earth infertile, there will be no new generations, and the human race will start dying out immediately.
Correct,
she responded, her voice sounding small. Except extinction was not Bertrand's goal. Quite the opposite, in fact. Which is why he created a randomly activating virus. Even though Inferno is now endemic in all human DNA and will be passed along by all of us from this generation forward, it will activate only in a certain percentage of people. In other words, the virus is now carried by everyone on Earth, and yet it will cause sterility in only a randomly selected part of the population. What part? Langdon heard himself say, incredulous even to be asking such a question.
Well, as you know, Bertrand was fixated on the Black Death, the plague that indiscriminately killed 1/3 of the European population. Nature, he believed, knew how to cull itself. When Bertrand did the math on infertility, he was exhilarated to discover that the plague's death rate of 1 in 3 seemed to be the precise ratio required to start winnowing the human population at a manageable rate.
That's monstrous, Langdon thought.
The Black Plague thinned the herd and paved the way for the Renaissance, she said. And Bertrand created Inferno as a kind of modern-day catalyst for global renewal. A transhumanist Black Death. The difference being that those manifesting the disease, rather than perishing, would simply become infertile. Assuming Bertrand's virus has taken hold, 1/3 of the world's population is now sterile, and 1/3 of the population will continue to be sterile for all time. The effect would be similar to that of a recessive gene which gets passed along to all offspring and yet exerts its influence in only a small percentage of them.
Sienna's hands were shaking as she continued.
In Bertrand's letter to me, he sounded quite proud, saying he considered Inferno to be a very elegant and humane resolution of the problem.
Fresh tears formed in her eyes, and she wiped them away.
Compared to the virulence of the Black Death, I admit there is some compassion in this approach. There will be no hospitals overflowing with the sick and dying, no bodies rotting in the streets, and no anguished survivors enduring the death of loved ones. Humans will simply stop having so many babies. Our planet will experience a steady reduction in our birth rate until the population curve actually inverts and our total numbers begin to decrease.
She paused.
The result will be far more potent than the plague, which only briefly curbed our numbers, creating a temporary dip in the graph of human expansion. With Inferno, Bertrand created a long-term solution, a permanent solution, a transhumanist solution. He was a germline genetic engineer. He solved problems at the root level.
It's genetic terrorism, Langdon whispered.